So here I am in Sandyford Whaling Museum. Look at that, the narwhal tusk, founded by a local whaling captain in 1917. And look at this walrus, rather impressive. What does the front of it look like? Okay, and it's even got these preserved birds, you know, birds from the Antarctic, Fugl fra Antarktis. Oh, Antarctis coming from the no bears in ancient Greek. Not so interested in ornithology, but you know, imagine how gelid it is when it's just completely white in that area. I noticed their word for polar bear, isbjorn, is ice bear. Okay, what taxidermy? There's the cub and there's the seal about to meet its doom. And then these bison, these two ram heads with each other. These ones you get from Iceland. And there's the calf. But these are adults, they're actually not very big. But you know, you still wouldn't want to have one of those hitting you at top speed. And look at this leopard seal here. I noticed it's called leopard seal in Norwegian as well. And more of them. So for blubber, for oil, and so on. Yeah, just eating the meat, the bones, whale bone courses and so forth. Is that like an elephant seal, that one over there? What do you think? But almost, you know, hunted to extinction by the mid-20th century. Most countries stopped in 1969. Norway, the others in 1988, they were allowed to catch just a few, catch, i.e. kill, each year, and some indigenous communities a bit more. What is this beast here? Okay, some sort of sea mammal with the pups. A Weddell seal. I never even heard of a Weddell seal. And they got these sounds to make it more atmospheric. And look, this preserved body of a whale. Is it a blue whale or what? But by the mid-20th century, because the boats were so fast, you know, the diesel-powered boats and the harpoons were so powerful at such range, they could hunt so many of them, factory ships, this is going to be the end of them. Plus, they're concerned it was unethical. These animals are quite intelligent. They have such a capacity for suffering. And look at this bones. Oh, this is the skull of a blue whale, Blåhval, the biggest animal in the world. And so we go on. But I would not like one of those whaling ships, cramped, you know, very little space, extremely cold, winds, all the rest of it. As big as so many elephants, the blue whale. Is that enough here from our whaling museum? What say you?